The New York Jets will conclude their preseason Thursday night as the Philadelphia Eagles pay a visit to MetLife Stadium. Here are three things that I'm keeping my eye on. First, will veteran Josh McCown start and get a few series of action against the Eagles? Earlier this week, Todd Bowles named McCown the starter for the team's regular season opener against the Bills. McCown, who took the majority of first-team reps in the spring and early in training camp, has played only a series during the preseason as he led a quick scoring drive against the Titans. Bowles said all healthy players are up, meaning McCown is available, and it's quite possible that third-year head coach will want to give McCown some time under center against Philly. Regardless of the decision, the 15-year veteran will be ready to go in week one. Number two, let's stick to the offense, but let's move outside to the wide receiver position. Rookie Ardarius Stewart leads the team this summer with 8 receptions, and he scored a pair of touchdowns last week against the Giants. After a pair of off-season surgeries and a slow start to training camp, Stewart is really finding his groove. With the Jets facing a number of questions at the position heading into the season, Stewart looks like a guy who could make an impact. He's got good speed, and he's got the ability to make things happen with the ball in his hands. Finally, the Jets will take 90 players into the game against Philadelphia, but a major cutdown is looming. All NFL teams must get their rosters down to 53 by Saturday afternoon. One player hoping to find a new home is defensive end Coney Ealy. Ealy, who averaged 4.7 sacks in 3 seasons with the Panthers, was acquired off of waivers from New England. It will be interesting to see if the Jets can get him in a few defensive packages. On a little aside, his cousin Sheldon Richardson has had a fantastic camp. 60 minutes remain. Then the regular season begins in earnest for the New York Jets.